You were saying that in America there's...
La mer qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs a des reflets d'argent. La mer des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer au ciel d'été confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer bergère d'azur infinie, voyez près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés, voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. Le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour, la mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie. La mer, quand on va danser le long des golfes clairs, a des reflets d'argent. La mer, a des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie, voyez par les étangs ce grand roseau mouillé, voyez ces oiseaux. C'est mon cœur pour la vie.
Pardon. So how are you, Adam?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm okay.
Yeah, the last time we were talking about cacao.
Yeah.
So, but there are also other products, or not only cacao. There are so many possibilities with cacao. And I heard now that something will change in Ghana because we saw this video, from Nigeria. Yeah. And yeah, this is like that context today when we visit the lecture from Mr. Amutab. There's this lecture and program of this also on my webpage, fehe.org. It's a show that we did also in January this year after these attacks happened again in Paris, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... now we have to see
how
things are going on. And Nigeria will change. You had been to Nigeria, yeah.
No, but I move with the Nigeria people, so I know how the place is, but I am not being there.
Yeah, and how would you say it would be someone who is at Boko Haram, for example? How would someone look like this, who is like killing girls and they are so barbaric or bestialic or whatever? Have you ever met someone from Boko Haram?
No.
By accident?
No, I am not meet anyone from Boko Haram, but you see, Nigeria people, Boko Haram
they
is
dangerous
people,
yeah.
And they kill many people, and they take many women from the school and kidnap them till now for a long time.
Yeah.
So, and then Nigeria people want to try to allow the soldiers want to finish them or clear them up, and the soldier refuse.
Yeah.
Because Boko Haram is a people, they must, we must, the community must clear them off, because always they use their own power to destroy many people, to kill without no reason.
Yeah.
So we have to try to finish them or to use our own brain or our own power to deceive them, because the way they are doing is not fair.
Yeah.
Because you cannot understand them. Just killing people and stay without nothing.
Yeah.
So now it's very hard, this problem in Africa now, because Boko Haram is dangerous organization.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's dangerous because they try to killing lot of people in Nigeria without even about 4 days time. I watch in television, because the way Boko Haram people they are doing is not good. And if you look about them or Al-Shabaab in Somalia, and that kind of people is a dangerous people. And because I think, I don't understand them, because why they are looking for just destroy the area without no bring any peace for there. And so I think that people, the whole world must organize and make a good decision to clear them off.
Hmm.
And then peaceful will come, because if not, it's not easy.
Hmm. See. We check this here for a moment. Perks.
Because Boko Haram, they are they are dangerous people.
Yeah.
Next. Je vous avais, je crois, prévenu quand même au début de l'émission, il valait mieux que tout le monde ne la regarde pas.
Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait de mal encore? C'est un bras d'honneur. C'est même pas un bras d'honneur, ça, c'est quoi? Petite gâterie.
Alors, une autre question, 787-22-22, bonsoir.
Bonsoir, mademoiselle Clairon de Metz. Suite au dernier disque à consonance érotique qu'a fait Serge Gainsbourg et auquel il me semble a participé sa fille, je voudrais savoir quelle est sa position par rapport à l'inceste et aux relations sexuelles qu'ont les pères avec leurs filles.
Eh bien, je trouve ça carrément ignoble. Et la phrase clé de cette chanson, Lemon Incest, est celle-ci. L'amour que nous ne ferons jamais ensemble est le plus beau, le plus troublant, le plus pur, le plus émouvant. C'est tout ce que j'ai à dire.
Voilà, je crois que cette réponse est courte et précise. Merci d'être intervenu sur l'antenne de TF1. 787-22-22, une autre question, bonsoir.
Oui, bonsoir Patrick.
Bonsoir madame.
Bonsoir monsieur Gainsbourg.
Bonsoir.
Je suis madame Simone de Carpentrie de l'Annonce des Morts dans le Var. Mon opinion est la suivante. Beaucoup de Français sont encore patriotiques. Ma question est celle-ci. Pourquoi monsieur Gainsbourg avez-vous ridicularisé notre hymne national, la Marseillaise, qui pour moi est sacrée?
Pourquoi avez-vous ridiculisé la Marseillaise ?
On dit ridicularisé, on dit ridiculisé et d'une. Ensuite.
Oui, mais ça, vous savez, on peut être ému au téléphone et je ne crois pas qu'il faille retenir cette faute de français. Alors, je vous en prie, madame, répondez, Serge Gainsbourg.
Eh bien, oui, je suis Michel Droit comme un Z, là, qui m'a attaqué. Alors, il y a 400 000 gamins qui ont acheté mon disque. On doit en être à 500 000 aux armées, etc. Hein? Alors, c'est tous des couillons, c'est des enfoirés. D'abord, j'ai l'original chez moi, je l'ai acheté. Et de la plume même de Rouget de Lisle, je peux lire au deuxième refrain, aux armes, etc. Parce qu'il n'a pas voulu reprendre le premier refrain. Quant à la musique, c'est une musique jamaïcaine qui est une musique révolutionnaire. La Marseillaise est un chant révolutionnaire. Et vous savez ce qui m'a donné ça? C'est un parachutiste. Alors, il y a des paras qui m'aiment pas, et il y a des paras qui j'ai tourné un film au Gabon, il y avait des légionnaires et des paras, et ben je prenais des pots avec eux. Il faut pas déconner. Cette chanson, ma version est remarquable. Il y a eu une version de Django Reinhardt, juste après la libération, qui est remarquable, qui s'appelle en anglais Voice of France. On n'a rien dit là-dessus. Il jouait ça en jazz. Et il y a eu des centaines de versions. Ma version est héroïque. Les Rastas, évidemment, ça gonfle parce qu'il y a des bambous là derrière moi, et puis moi, je suis un petit juif qui se permet de chanter la Marseillaise. Vous venez le 20 septembre au Casino de Paris, je la rechanterai, mais avec le sein américain cette fois.
Êtes-vous satisfaite, madame, ou voulez-vous encore intervenir?
Non, je ne suis pas du tout satisfaite parce que Rouget.
Ah ben c'est très bien.
En aucun cas, M. Gainsbourg, car ce n'était pas obscène.
La Marseillaise m'appartient également car je suis de nationalité française. J'ai fait mon service militaire comme peu de gamins le font actuellement.
Oui, mais vous n'êtes vraiment pas le frère de M. Rouget de Lisle. Vous en êtes même très loin.
D'accord. C'est votre opinion.
Ah, c'est certain. C'est même très sûr.
Mais tirer à 400 000 albums, c'est pas dégueu. Hein?
Merci, madame, en tout cas, pour votre intervention.
I'm sorry. This was now. I wanted to play this Marseillaise from Gainsbourg, but it was in the wrong version. Sorry. Now it's starting something else. Okay, but yeah, we wanted to follow up this what is happening in Nigeria. But what is more interesting, what your friend told me that there is so much gold. Ghana is like close to Nigeria, isn't it?
No, Ghana. We are not share border with Nigeria. Togo, Benin, and Nigeria. Because if you're from Ghana, you are going to Nigeria, Togo, and then Benin, and you move to Nigeria. So two countries between the front of we and Nigerians. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then I don't understand. So, what your friend was saying, like that the oil is like moving. That oil that is in Nigeria that goes now closer to the coast, to Ghana.
Okay, it can be because the coast, we have the sea, the coast. Nigeria having the same coast because if you look about the water from Ghana, Togo, and then moving to Benin to Nigeria, so.
Yeah.
I think.
And Ghana is like gold, it meets gold, doesn't it?
Yeah, gold, yeah.
So Ghana could be really a rich country, isn't it?
But it's not rich.
Because of what?
Because of I think because of corruption and then something like that. Because we have a gold and cocoa and many things, but we are poor. We are still poor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't know if your kids are becoming a good school education, for example, don't you?
Yeah. Huh? Education is very so nice too. Because, yeah. Yeah, education is the key of everything. Because yeah. Without education, you cannot do anything. And education is powerful. And before education, we know, but now it's not. Many people are moving to the school. But now we have a free education, and some private school you must pay. And the government school from class 1 to JSS3 without no pay. But if you finish and they go to secondary school and you pay. But the private school, the teachers are competent to teach very well, and the government school are so down, but it's okay. But now everybody is going to school now, but before it's not like that. Yeah.
Hmm. And then, these questions are the maps. Let's have a look at the map.
Everybody now.
Yeah, the conditions people are living there are still, not really good. So there could be so much that people could invest, for example, if they would be educated in specific forms of business, and if they would understand economy, for example. But yeah, that's how. What is interesting? There are some organizations now, they try to inform better about how Germany is organized, for example, what kind of laws we have, for example, but also that we have a public radio where we can stay, we can do shows, and where we have this freedom of opinion, you know. And yeah, things like that are important.
Yeah, me too.
But a lot of things also, like how does this works here with the bureaucracy, for example, what people have to do and what do they have really to understand when they are here. And is it something that could be similar at when you think about a model of some administration? How could it? What would be needed in Ghana, for example, to build up that it's helpful? If you have schools, for example, then you need also someone who is organizing the schools, for example. It's not that you only need teachers. You need also someone who is paying the teacher or the police, and who is paying, and who what is the financial system, or what is really needed?
We need many things, like, for example, without planning, no investment. And we plan, and sometimes it's like difficult, small for us. But now I think it's little bit, it's moving little bit. But before, it's not so like that. Because, like, for example, cacao, we know that if you go to farm, if you have a cacao farm, after that, you bring it and then you sell it and then you move. You can stay cacao forest farm maybe 20 years without no test chocolate before and test how the distance is. But now, I think things are getting little bit, because now things are moving little bit. But the, like, if we go to school and how to, for example, you can take palm or cocoa to do something, but that one is very difficult to us. You can change this one to this one, and then this one to, like, cacao. We can do cacao to cream, chocolate, or something like that. We don't know how to manufacture everything, but we know that all the destiny we sell, and then we don't know how to do. But I think now it's better than before. Now it's better than before.
Yeah, there are different possibilities, for example, where here we have one bank, for example, it's called Kreditanstalt für Wiederaufbau, KfW. They are also here in Bockenheim, for example.
Yeah.
And they invest, I think they have different connections, but they invest also in other countries than Germany, and they could also help, because so many people are coming here now, they could also support, for example, the education in administration and management, for example, that we have now projects where people are building up Flüchtlingsklassen for their classes for refugees, for example, but it's then only to learn German, but people have to learn much more, for example, how to organize an office or what is it to do business. So many people don't know when you have this cacao, so how can we get the cacao here, for example, and could we also plant it? That would be not this, I think so many structures here are so much, man könnte sagen, verkrustet in einer bestimmten Weise, tatsächlich verhärtet. Yeah. So they are the structures are here to hard say, it's so difficult to change in specific areas of administration as a structure of how people can now be integrated in a way that it's support but not colonialization again, when you think about support can be to organize a business. Yes. And
you are right, it's true, but I believe that we need a little time, because in Africa as a whole, we have an agriculture bank, and they must give agriculture people loan, but they give another sector's loan more than agriculture people. So how can an agriculture can grow? So, and we need a little time and planning how to plan. And you see, you cannot compare your Europe and Africa. It's so far, it's different, the big difference between. So now think that we need a long planning and how we can organize things little bit, and we can do something, and because it's so hard. Yeah,
we could start in Gambia, for example. Gambia is a small country.
Yeah.
2 million, two and a half million people are living there. And now it's still so corrupt, and
the
tourism is there, but it's like also in Indonesia, they build up in Jakarta, I think, or Jakarta. They build up like 120 or 42 hotels in 1 year.
Hmm.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? And
but all the same, you are right, but
This is based on investment funds, for example, that things like that are possible. And also in Gambia, they put up so many hotels now, they destroy the whole area of the beaches around the nature and whatever.
Yeah.
Does this make sense to have holidays on such a thing?
Yeah, but that is why I say... we need a little bit time to, because if you look at about Ghana, the place I live from, and even the environment or the way we do our things and this, and I come to Germany, or I need that is a lot of big difference, big one, but the way we are doing our things, that is why still always we are moving, we cannot do anything we have to do, because if you look about Africa now, we have a little bit sources to do something, and then we can work for there a little bit. We can travel, but it cannot be more like that. Like, for example, many people coming to like Libya, and the thing happened, and then many people coming to Italy or something. But if you haven't like something we can do or this, definitely maybe you can, many people can go back or something. So maybe like Germany can help many African countries to survive their things. Like if you look about Germany hospitals and this, and then if you compare in education and everything, is, I think, is moving positively. But as us, we and the way we are doing our things, that is why I say we need a lot of time.
Yeah, here in Germany, there's also a problem. There's a strain, also ein Strukturwandel in der, sagen wir, Land-Agrarwirtschaft. Und zwar in a way that all the small farms, like they have not a lot, here around the, in the region, you know,
yeah.
Wetterau, for example. And there are so many in Hessen also. There are so many farms, small farms. They have not more than 5 hectares or 10 or 50 cows or whatever, and they all go down now because this kind of structure transformation here is so strange that only like the big farms can survive in a specific way. And but they are so much overloaded also when you have to work in this sector for agriculture in Germany, for example, with bureaucracy, that it's so difficult to find the right investments or to change in a specific way what you seed or the crops that you have. And this is getting more and more difficult also because of the energy market. And so many people are not able to eat specific things anymore. So that what we are growing here is for the world market, and it's somehow also in a way of a product where people do wrong investments, but supported are now to support means like Subventionen. Subventionen sind verändert worden. Es gibt sie immer noch, aber diese Subventionen beziehen sich sehr projects that you have to, you get support when you plant something else than what you normally plant. If you put flowers on a meadow, then it's good. Then you get a subvention for it.
Yeah.
But you could get also a subvention for it when you would support another farmer, for example, in Ghana.
Yeah.
And that could be also an idea.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
Because then we could have, then it would be easier in a direct way to trade instead of putting things on a world market where only big fonds have some money out of it, but not the people who are still
is
in
very,
hunger.
Yeah, it's very good. But how?
But here, look at this opportunity. It's called opportunity.org. There people can look up what it is. How, what they do support with microfinance, credits, etc. Kleinnehmer, Unternehmertum. You can, it's like ländliche Entwicklung. Or we can have a look here, maybe. Mehr. This is Nicaragua. Manioca. Do you know manioca?
Manioca.
Hey, and look here in Ghana, there is a project called
this is
Frauenförderung in Ghana. Jedes Reiskorn zählt. Look.
See her?
Yeah.
It's in Accra.
Accra.
Accra has, you know Accra, yeah?
Yeah, I know Accra.
25 million people.
Yeah. Accra is our capital town in Ghana.
Yeah, it's a bit difficult to read. In Ghana ist die Rolle der Frauen in der Landwirtschaft nicht zu vernachlässigen. Häufig übernehmen sie alle Arbeiten, von der Aussaat über die Ernte bis hin zum Verkauf der Erzeugnisse auf den lokalen Märkten. Ihre Stellung gewinnt zunehmend an Bedeutung, da sie für ihre Männer, die häufig auf der Suche nach Arbeit in die Städte abwandern, die Felder bewirtschaften, um zusätzliches Einkommen zu generieren. Doch obwohl Frauen den Großteil der landwirtschaftlichen Aktivitäten verrichten, sind sie meistens von den profitablen Bereichen der Landwirtschaft ausgeschlossen. Die Anerkennung kommt den Männern zugute und die Arbeit der Frauen bleibt unberücksichtigt. Die Erfahrungswerte zeigen, dass die Produktivität von Kleinbauern höher ist als die der Kleinbäuerinnen. Wait a moment, because we have some minutes before before we are at the end of the show. So, but look at this. They have here a project with rice, for example.
Yeah, rice.
But there could be also something about with cacao, for example, where cacao is supported. So, if you are here now, and that is the project.
1 minute.
Okay, then. Okay, come back in a second. I just look for the next. And the press contact is Opportunity Deutschland in den Medien. Wait a moment. Opportunity vor Ort. Und zwar vom 15. bis zum 19. November haben Sie die Möglichkeit, die Bildungsunternehmerin Esther Oduro Asamoah in Deutschland zu treffen. Sie hat in Ghana eine Schule aufgebaut und wird dabei von Opportunity unterstützt. Und zwar, das findet statt in Jever, in Hamburg, in Köln und in Schondorf. Leider nicht in Frankfurt. Ah, okay, cool, you are back.
Ja.
Yeah. Yeah. There are possibilities also to go here to some events. But there, what will be supported? It's like Kleinunternehmer, ländliche Entwicklung, Bildung, Gesundheit, social enterprise. And I think we need, as well as we have these classes now for people that. For refugees, I think there must be also some classes from about economy and how to organize a credit and CAFE would be really interesting to ask for this as well, and really to see if this is possible to find some support with specific banks because that's a business that has to be organized, but. For this, you have to know how to write a letter or how to write a bill.
Yeah.
Do you know this?
Yes.
Sure?
Sure.
And you have to know more about taxes, for example.
Yeah.
What is it? Was ist Mehrwertsteuer zum Beispiel?
Tax.
Oder was ist eine Umsatzsteuer? Oder was ist ein Gewinn von was eigentlich?
Nein, it's fresh.
Have you ever organized? Have you ever organized like little bills and put it on papers and count?
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's okay. But I think that now
we have to train the
training. Yeah, yeah. Because many people need a training to, for example, we see cassava and rice and banana and many things here. Okay, now, fine. But I believe that maybe we need it as a training because we have a specialist people, they know this, and they can organize in training that this is this, and then many people learn. And then after that, I think step by step, and then things will be good.
Mm.
Yeah, because many people, okay, now some people want to do, but they didn't know how to do, and people haven't ideas to show ideas to the people that you have to, this one is this, you have to use this one for this, and I think that would be better.
Yeah, we have to think about this. I think this is something we have to follow up. Yeah, I was saying, today you got first newspaper.
Yeah.
It's your newspaper.
Yes.
Where's your name? Terrorangst, mein Gott.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what I should do today on the radio. Look, but I have another text here from Gila Lustiger. She is from Frankfurt. She lives now for 30 years in Paris.
Okay.
I don't know if you like. Here, sie spricht hier eigentlich. Vielleicht, do you like to read this? Could you read this?
Yeah, for this. Or,
yeah, no.
Schauen Sie
sich an.
Sich an. Which?
Okay, ich bitte. Maybe I try.
Okay.
Because it's a bit difficult. But before I start
this. This is. Cigarettes and scarlet
pills Bevor, also, was sie sagt, schauen Sie sich an, welche Terminologie der IS benutzt. Sie bezeichnen Paris als Hauptstadt der Abscheu und der Perversion. Klarer kann man es nicht ausdrücken. Hier geht es nicht mehr um ein Miteinander. Hier werden Geschichten von Gut und Böse erzählt, von Tugend und Dekadenz. Die Dämonisierung der anderen ist immer der erste Schritt gewesen, um ihre Vernichtung zu legitimieren und moralisch zu untermauern. Die Attentäter haben folgerichtig nicht Menschen getötet, sondern lässt man sich auf diese perfide Logik ein, dem sittlichen Niedergang Europas entgegengewirkt. Sie nennen Paris außerdem die Stadt, die die Kreuzbanner in Europa trägt. Hier wird eine besonders interessante Legende erzählt, nämlich die der Kreuzfahrer, die sich mit dem Banner aufmachten, das Heilige Land zu befreien. Spätestens nun muss dem Letzten von uns klar sein, dass uns hier so etwas wie der Krieg erklärt wurde. Hollande und Walls haben es so verstanden, wie es vermittelt worden ist. Ja, und da schließt es auch an, was Abu Tam heute in diesem, also in dieser Sendung in diesem Vortrag gesagt hat. Sie kreuzigen Menschen, um damit, sie kreuzigen Menschen in Syrien. Und dann wundert man sich, dass Menschen flüchten, aber bitte. Wie kennt ihr noch beinahe heute?
Yeah.
Okay, bis bald. Ciao.
Okay, ciao, bye bye.
Can you close?
Yeah. World, thank you for everything. Those